Police officer Fuljansko Shima had been on the run for more than two decades. He's accused of genocide and conspiracy to commit genocide in what's considered one of the worst atrocities in recent memory, when more than 800,000 people, mostly Tutsis, were killed in 1994. Kayishima's accused of killing 2,000 Tutsis in western Rwanda who were hiding in a Catholic church. He was arrested in Paarl, South Africa on Wednesday, where he's been known to have been living for years. Here, he's facing charges of fraud and contravening the Immigration Act. Authorities say he lied about his nationality and used a fake name.
Two charges of fraud and three charges of transgression of the Immigration Act. The two charges of fraud, the first charge is in January 2000, when he applied for asylum, he gave a wrong name and said he was from Burundi. And when he applied for a refugee status in 2004, he gave the same name and claimed also he's from Burundi. So those are charges one and two. The other three charges, three, four, and five, relate to him being in the country illegally.
The case has been postponed for further investigation, and Kayishima could face more charges. It's likely he'll be extradited abroad to answer to the charges of genocide. In court, Kayishima said he had nothing to do with the violence. Others believe it's a case of mistaken identity.
There is a mistaken identity in not that is not him, but in that the accusations were directed to another one who is the same name, but now have been on him for ages. And with the injustice living in the world, it was difficult to say what you are saying is not me.
Kayishima has been on the U.S. State Department's most wanted list with a $5 million reward offered for his arrest.
The state says it will oppose bail when Kayishima returns to court in 1 week. Until then, he'll remain in custody at a Cape Town prison. While the extradition process is likely to be a long one, prosecutors say it's the beginning of justice for victims of crimes against humanity. Famida Muller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.